About 2 weeks ago, a man walked into the Sitka Public Library. It was Gus Adams, a Sitkin who uses the library every day.
He is Tlingit, and he is a mature gentleman, and he has a great smile.
That's the lead librarian, Sarah Bell.
He likes the facilities. He uses what's there. He is very precise, so when he needs help, we offer help. And if we can't do it at the moment, we work really hard to make certain that we can answer his needs and his questions.
But that day was different.
So we were well acquainted with him, but I had not anticipated anything like that.
Adams knew that the library was raising money for an expansion, and he wanted to make a donation.
And I said, oh, great. And as time progressed, he decided on the figure of donating $20,000. That was a pretty great way to start off a capital campaign.
Bell says the library's wish list for the expansion includes a humidity-controlled local history room, a conference room, a space with a 3D printer and high-end computer software, a couple of study rooms, and an area for computer instruction.
We call it our 60% expansion, 100% better.
So last Saturday morning, when the library was celebrating National Library Week with a free community pancake feed, everything stopped at 10:30 for Adams to announce his donation.
I think that people were pretty amazed.
Bell had gotten a huge $20,000 check printed out to hold up as part of the presentation.
And I am not at all good with dimensions, so I said, well, seems to me maybe 3 feet by 6 or something like that. Well, it kind of looks like a 4 by 8, you know, big piece. But they printed it out beautifully. And when Gus came in, he said, oh, that's really big. And I said, well, yes, but you're writing a really big check.
And to top it off, Adams announced at the presentation that he would donate another $1,000 if the audience matched it. Community members tripled that number with $3,000. Bell says that the library staff has been working at the expansion for more than a decade. So far, money has come from the Friends of Kettleson Library, the state, a sizable bequest, and most recently, Adams' surprise donation.
Every organization I've ever belonged to, I've tried to leave it better than I found it. And, geez, I don't know, this may sound like a real lofty goal, but the thought, you know, why not leave the community better than you found it? And so I'm sort of drifting in that direction.
The total budget for the expansion is $6.2 million, and $5.7 million of that is from a state grant. Bell says that they've got just a little more than $175,000 to go. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.